So, I got stitches in my face yesterday.
Oh.
I was cutting limbs off of a tree with a pole saw. Make your pole saw.
Oops.
There it is. And I miscalculated how the limb would swing when it would fall. And it's funny because, like, the first time I did it, whatever limb it was, it fell and it broadsided me, but that's all. It just hit me and that was fine and it fell just the side of me. Then the next time I did another limb, it went like right in front of me, almost like if you were standing in the battle axe just swings like right in front and probably could have shaved my whiskers. But I did learn my lesson. No, I did not. So the next one, it comes in swinging and I mean, I guess a knob on the limb just like jacked me right in the face. Busted my, like that part of your skin between your lip and your nose, but on the side.
Oh.
So I thought it went through because it basically was the skin got caught between my teeth and the limb. And so like instantly you kind of touch your hand to it. And when I pulled back and I saw blood and I was like, yep, we're done with this project. So
You got caught. You got caught in the suck your dick tree, and you hit every branch on the way down.
it's like your dick tree. What's that?
All you Varsity Blues fans will know what I'm talking about.
So anyway, yeah, I got three stitches. Not too
Know
bad.
what they say, snitches get stitches.
What's up, Who Dat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Doom Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm not drunk, but I am in honor of the new USA and Russia relations between our President Trump and Putin having a Moscow mule for the show. And after all the free agency frenzies begun to settle down, and Saints fans are waiting for one or two more pieces of information before we go into full mock draft mode, Damon's favorite time of year. We still have not talked to you about the actual Cooks trade. I think we kind of talked about the possibility of it on the last episode, but we haven't talked to you since then.
I mean, I think we recorded like the night before it happened.
Yeah. And then we also have some competition committee conversation to have, and then the possibility of Chase Daniel returning. So we do have some interesting topics tonight. Put your
Is that
seatbelts
really
on.
interesting?
No, and that's why I said it. It was sarcasm. Put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'll go with a two. Trying to keep my off-season streak going. Trying to stay exciting in the off-season. I'm not going to get over excited about all the fake shit out there, so got to find a way to keep myself interested and occupied as we wait until actual stuff. Even though we do have the Cooks trade to talk about, but all the other Butler rumors and such flying about. But I had a nice little weekend. Went to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, to one of those casinos for the weekend. Saw REO Speedwagon, who I've never seen perform before, and I don't know that many other songs. Just a buddy invited us, and we went over, played a little golf, watched them, gambled a little bit. Tell you what, it's amazing that all these older groups continue to tour and continue to still be able to sound pretty decent, even though they're upper 60s, early 70s playing. Pretty incredible.
All right. Damon, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
All right.
You woke him up from his nap.
Right?
Right.
I guess
all
that
right.
Has the effect of the 25-point lead worn off on you?
No, not at all.
All right, because you said you'd be excited. All
oh, yeah. Right. Yes, it's true. At least all off season, you know?
Yeah. Until we beat them in the grand opening of their stadium toilet bowl.
I can only imagine.
Okay, so let's jump into headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
And I guess, the main headline is the Cooks trade, first of all. And, of course, by the time we're now recording and people listen to it, it's such old news and it's been discussed and whatnot. So I guess we don't have to spend a whole lot of time on it other than, you happy? Are you worried about the offense now that your cooler heads have prevailed? And the instant reaction of, oh, my God, we just got fleeced.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you saw on Twitter that day was, oh, it was just the worst thing ever. I will say I don't like dealing with Belichick because he's smarter than everybody else. I was talking with, and we'll get to it, Nier was down here, but I was talking with him about it. I hate that it came down to the fact. Now, Cooks came out and said he didn't demand to be traded, but, I mean, something was broken in that relationship, and I don't like the fact that it came down to that. How did it get to the point where, yep, there it is, he's gone. Just like that, where everything coming out of college, he seemed like such a humble, hardworking guy.
I mean, does it tell you that the Saints really wanted him out of the locker room?
But I don't know. But from all accounts, and he's Zach Strief said it afterwards, he's a good locker room guy. I don't think it was a locker room issue. I mean, I think it does come down to, and here's why I wasn't so. I mean, look, on the surface, excluding all the Butler shit, it does look like we gave up a little more than what we got. But part of that is, I think our expectations were raised with all the quote-unquote leaks that, oh, Tennessee's offering 18. Well, they never offered 18. And so it's probably the best deal we were going to get by trading him. Now, we didn't have to trade him. Nobody forced our hand to say, all right, that's it. We'll take whatever we get. But I do look at it, and here's where I kind of have a little bit of hope. And even though our draft history has been spotty and there's no guarantees, it seems like they're actively finally making a real, real effort to fix the fucking defense. Because without a better defense, it doesn't matter what we do. We're 7-9 anyway. Breeze is throwing 5,000 yards, it doesn't matter. If our defense is still the same shit defense, nothing is going to matter. So I would like to think we're going to use the picks that we got, and in addition, look at the free agency moves we made. We're trying to actively make this defense better than 26th and worse. Because that's the only way we're going to make it back to the playoffs. That's it.
Yeah.
And history does say we've given away, we traded away or let guys leave, playmakers, and the offense has still been in the top 10 every year that we've been here.
Well, hold on. We've been in the top 10 on yardage, which is a little misleading, because when you have a defense that gives up fucking, so many points, we're playing from behind and trying to keep up. So that's going to raise the yardage a lot. I mean, so the whole, we got Drew Brees and we can score, you just mentioned, 5,000 yards. We must be great. Well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily,
Jason.
I know. I like it.
But yeah, so I mean, I'm not totally disagreeing with you, but quoting our yardage totals isn't, obviously the be-all.
Okay, but it's not like our offense has been bad. I mean, it may, points scored per game. I mean, maybe we still have to be top 15, right?
Oh, I'm pretty sure we're top 10. But again,
I said top 10 offense. I didn't say top 3. We've been top 10 offense.
You're right. No, but again, I'm just saying. That could be that could be misleading, because we're top 10 because Drew Brees is throwing like a chump in the fourth quarter trying to keep up.
Yeah.
Right, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You looking at that stat, unless you're the number one offense, it's, again, like I said, it could be misleading.
And even though they will spend, I think, a lot of the picks on defense, we still will have to draft another offensive player to plug in there and make up for some of the production lost by Cooks. Because, I mean, so like Ted Ginn's a nice little addition, adds a little bit of speed. I think he's more for special teams. So I still think they will draft an offensive playmaker, because they're going to need somebody.
Well, you can't put all your picks on defense anyway. I mean, so yeah.
I don't know. Have you seen our defense? I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing. I mean, we still need a pass rusher. We need a cornerback.
But don't forget, you're getting Kikaha back. I wonder how many people have forgotten.
Right. He's got like 8 knee surgeries. I mean, you can't count on that. He's like, yeah, we get him back. I mean, what has he done? He hasn't done shit. You can't count on that. He's had, what, 3 ACL tears?
Well, he's a baller when he's in there.
Right, but he's not.
He was a baller when he was in there. Yeah.
He's had 3 ACL injuries. You can't count on that and say, we'll be fine. Kikaha's coming back.
Damn it. And I wanted to use that clip.
You can still use it. Kaka!
Go now.
ACL! Figure something out.
ACL.
And as much as I might like the guy, look, I wanted him to work
out. Don't make me laugh. It hurts my stitches.
Oh. Ooh, I'm going to try to make you laugh.
Fuck.
But there's no guarantee after so many ACL surgeries that he's even going to be anything. You can't count on that. Now, they did sign the pass rusher, the linebacker slash end from Arizona, who's got some potential, but he's still unproven. You can't count on Kikaha. You just can't. If we get anything from him, as far as I'm concerned, it's a bonus. I mean, shit, he may not even make the team.
A boner?
No, we lost the Cook's boner. Haven't you heard?
All right. Let's move on to another player.
Well, hold on. Oh. I mean, is there anything else? Is that it for Cooks?
Well, I'll put it this way. I think there was a little bit of comment back and forth on Twitter about people saying how, you know, our offense is done or whatnot. I don't believe it is.
Well, of course.
Was Cooks great? Yes, he was. I mean, he's a
good dynamic. No. Cooks is not
Cooks
great.
Was very good. Cooks was
okay. He was good. Good is not great.
Okay. He was great. I mean, good. How many Moscow mules have I had? So
you still want to support that Cooks boner so bad.
I do. And I still can because he's a Patriot and he's part of the model franchise now. I will say, I don't think he's going to catch any more passes
than he was here.
Right. Isn't Edelman their guy over there?
Well, just Edelman, Gronk. I mean, they spread it around just like we do. If he's bitching about getting catches, going to New England isn't going to solve that.
But the thing is, the Saints are going to be fine without him because the Saints have proven time and time again that they – Drew Brees – I mean, we've made this point. I mean, it's a dead horse now, but our defense is – I mean, our offense is not in trouble because we lost Brandon Cooks.
No, it's not. Our offense is not the problem. It's our fucking sieve of a defense. You know, now, like what everybody said on Twitter right after it happened, yeah, did we – I don't know. Do we feel like we didn't give up that we didn't get equal value? I mean, shit, we drafted him at 20, and
we had to trade up to get him.
Well, right, we traded up to get him. I think we gave obviously a third one round and a three. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know, with that kind of fucking value assessment, that no wonder this team is hurting.
And it's almost like, why the hell did we toss in that fourth round pick that we gave them that they ended up forfeiting?
But who did you pass up on in order to get him? I mean, you say the valuation of it. Who would we have gotten that would have been a better?
Well, no, I don't know. Maybe we don't trade up.
Right, well, who knows who we pick? But I tell you, who was out there 3 picks after him? And again, I'm not saying we pick him, but Jimmy Garoppolo, the backup quarterback in New England. Now, again, what the fuck he is, who fucking knows? I don't know. Javaris Landry in Miami out of LSU. Now, he's a Jarvis. You know.
Well, Landry we should have taken instead of fucking John Baptiste.
Well, right. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's John Baptiste.
Yeah, but we don't take LSU players.
Right. Those people came after John. You're right, Jason. You're right. Those people came after John Baptiste. Wonder where he is.
No way.
That's right. Garoppolo, Landry, right? All that came after him.
I just hope it is the evaluation of those people that left, and not the coaching staff of the assistants who couldn't
the one good thing,
get anything.
Well, but isn't it the coaching staff who ultimately makes the decision? I mean, I know we talk about scouts. I mean,
but Peyton's not relying on. Like, Peyton's not watching all these guys. He's kind of relying on the scouting department.
No doubt.
To an extent. Now, I guess the one thing you could say is the whole scouting department was fired, and a bunch of our assistant coaches that couldn't coach up anybody else we had were also finally fired.
Right. So now there's nowhere to hide.
I mean, we have some hope that we can actually draft well, but even Ireland drafted Anthony, and he's MIA. Now, maybe some of that was Joe Vitt. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it was weird to toss in that fourth, which they ended up just forfeiting for Deflategate bullshit. So that's like, why do we even toss that in?
Because
I mean, well, we moved up. How many spots? Didn't we get their third also, though?
Yeah. We got number 32, and we got their third.
Right. I mean, Cooks were the 32, and the fourth was the third. You know.
But I mean, I don't know. But Cooks for 32 and a third seems pretty fair. Why toss in that fourth? Seemed unnecessary.
Unless there was more at play with the Butler.
Well, unless right.
Well, also
Butler.
Well, that's what I thought too. But also, I think the trade went down on a Friday or a Thursday, and Cooks was owed almost $1 million roster bonus that Monday.
It was like $700,000. But I mean, if you're forcing yourself to make a trade and getting less over $700,000, to me that just doesn't make a lot of sense. And what's $700 in the grand scheme of things when we've been carrying all this? We've been paying all these guys to go away.
Right. Trust me, it played a part in it.
But how does the Butler trade play a part in it? Like you're saying that we give them a fourth because we know we're going to be getting Butler later down the line.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't do it.
What
that
else
way.
Are we?
No. I mean, you're trying to make a deal with Belichick, who's the smartest guy in the room, and you think he's not still looking out for his best interest.
So basically, we paid them to take Cooks from us. And now we're going to about to pay them so that we could get Butler, which I don't know. I don't want to be that guy, that negative Norris here, but
negative. I've never heard who's negative Norris.
Well,
never heard
of that. Nancy Norris is a guy.
I don't call you Shirley or Nancy.
Anyway, I'm not going to get all like, we have to get this Butler trade. If the Butler trade doesn't happen, I won't be upset. And I think there are people who have now built it up and hyped it up to where we have to get Butler. We have to get this because he had an interception in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's not the only reason. I mean, he's a good cornerback. And we kind of need a cornerback. It's not like it's not a need.
Right, but...
But I definitely don't want to... If
he's not coming in and saving the team.
Well, we need... Look, we still need a pass rush. Pass rush helps all your secondary, but... If it requires the 11th overall pick to get Butler, if the Saints say yes to that, that's fucking stupid.
I think that's
amazing. If they give up what pick?
11th. They give up the 11th pick because if he signs.
No. That's just no.
I agree.
If they do this, then Vincent needs to fire
himself.
Whoever decisions that,
yeah,
that 100%. You know, that is fuck. If they give up 32 for Butler.
Right, I would still
be consider them retiring. Right,
yeah. Like, if you want to give up a second round pick,
sure. But not a first, rounder. I mean, you go fuck yourself if you do that.
At that point, we're clearly working for New England,
right?
And Sean Payton's leaving to go be an assistant over there next year, and he's just sending the players he wants over to New England.
Exactly, it's like Trump in Russia,
right? Trump in Russia. I like that. Moscow Mule.
Moscow Donkey.
Do you want Butler? I mean, how bad do you want him, Jason?
I do. I mean, I want him pretty badly, but I don't want him for the 11, and I don't even want him for number 32. I mean,
I think a second would be more than fair.
I think it's fair compensation. Even like a second this year and a third next year, I think that's fine. And then you look at the whole Butler-Cooks combination of all the moves, and it seems okay.
Then it seems like it might work out.
Right. But I'm just, I know
but
we're...
If you give that fucking 32nd pick to New England...
Right, I would be very disappointed.
But okay, stop. Listen, okay, all right. Look at it this way. But would a Butler for Cooks trade straight up, which it would be, and then we traded him a fourth to move up to a third...
And they give up a third, yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be kind of all right?
It seems like it's...
Yeah. My guy.
Yeah. No, you're right, yeah.
I mean, what the fuck do I know? Just hurry the fuck up. Whatever y'all doing. Because, like I said, look, it's not like Cooks was a, you know, Jerry fucking Rice. I mean,
right?
No, he's a good player. He's not great like Jeff. He's not great like Jeff thinks, but he was good.
Right? He's very good. He's a Malcolm Butler was an undrafted free agent.
Oh, well, you do good with those.
Yeah, well, New England does good with those. You know, and then obviously he made the big stop in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and he's a starter for New England. I mean, and they put him on.
Right, whatever, a big receiver, you know.
Right, so again, so if you do give up the 32, like I said,
you'd rather have a guy coming out of the Patriots organization, period.
Although, I don't know, we got Brandon Browner. I know it's a different story, but we got Brandon Browner.
Well, he was a Seahawk more than a Patriot. He just spent 1 year there.
Well, he also just sucked ass. But Butler is no Browner.
Your butt is not brown.
Well, it depends on where that's one spot is.
Get the brown eye.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, we'll that's but it doesn't eye. Seem like it's, you know, there's no immediate deadline, so this could linger for a while before anything is set.
Well, they said the parameters are getting mostly in place here. So, I mean, I would say about a week we'll know for sure if it's going
to
happen.
Well, right? I mean, we know, like, what contract we're offering, but it's going to come to, is New England willing to part with him for what we're going to offer?
Right. It'll have to be some sort of sign and trade deal, what I'm believing. Because they say if we sign Butler to an offer sheet right this second, then we owe New England our 11th.
The 11th, if they refuse, we have to give them the 11th. And that would just be stupid. I don't think we're going to.
No, right. I mean, but like I said, it has to be some sort of, okay, you sign your tender, and then we'll trade for you.
Right.
Because I wouldn't, because, you know, I mean, and I guess people.
Why would we do a week?
Not because they tendered him with the number one offer. So anyone who signs him has to give up
an offer sheet. Assuming New England doesn't match, but you know, a lot of teams aren't going to do that these days because they're not giving up a high number one pick.
No,
to sign a guy and have to pay him whatever money he's asking. I mean, we're not
right.
You would think we're not that dumb, but we'll see.
But I'm saying is, what if New England says, okay, yeah, if you know, y'all sign him to that offer sheet, and then. Fuck it, we'll just take your 30. We'll take the 32nd pick back, and everybody's happy, and we sign them. And then they say, "Man, fuck it, will you take your 11?" You know, I mean, it could potentially happen. I mean,
so don't.
Then we would. Then if I'm the Saints, I have to say no deal. I can't say yes to giving up the
11. I guess they could. Can the Saints pull the offer within? I know New England has like three, or who are, you know. They would have like 3 days.
We're not going to offer him. We're not going to sign him to an offer because then we would have to give him the 11. He'll sign this tender.
He'll tender
with New England, and then he'll say, "All right, I have a deal in place with New Orleans. Can we make a deal?"
Yeah.
And if they can't make a deal, then he stays with New England.
Right. And again, supposedly you're not supposed to use the franchise tag, or the transition tag, you know, for trade purposes.
Well, they didn't sign him to it. They didn't franchise tag him. They
well,
the restricted, this, the right. tender, the RFA right. tender.
But again, under the rules, New England and New Orleans cannot be talking about compensation for trading.
Right.
Even with the tender?
Even with the tender.
Because
because he hasn't signed it, so he's technically a free. He's technically, you know, a restricted free agent. I mean.
Okay. Yeah. Well, speaking of tender, the Saints, have we signed Manti?
Jim got a date! What?
Yeah, you interrupted my joke, my segue. I said, speaking of tender, did we officially sign Manti Te'o yet? Or?
Yeah, today he announced that he officially signed.
And was the contract real?
Was his girlfriend there?
Was the Saints catfishing him? Like, just kidding, you're not really on the team. He said he signed.
Here, we got a whole plate of thin fried catfish.
He said he signed with the Las Vegas Stardust.
That poor motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah, now so he's on our motherfucker. Team.
Now he's on that, our team.
Anytime you hear his name, that's all you think is the catfish story, you know?
That's it, yeah.
I mean...
Well, he hasn't really done much, has he? I mean, is he just kind of like a role player?
He had an okay year in 2015 with San Diego, and then he was hurt all year last year.
So let's.
But in 2015, his linebacker coach or his defensive coordinator was Mike Nolan. So there is some familiarity, but there's no guarantee he's going to do anything. But it's another body, and maybe one of these guys pan out.
Yeah.
Well, when did he come out of school? 2012, I think.
No, he remember the year that Alabama destroyed Notre Dame in the title game? I thought that was 2014.
No.
Was it before that? He's been in the league that long?
He's 26.
Draft, yeah, 2013 draft, second round.
Okay, so we were, all right.
Oh, the yeah, you're right. You have the 2012 season. You're right.
Right, the 2012 season, right. The 2012 last. Well, I remember that. This is why I remember it. So he came out, you know, his last season in college was 2012. And I can remember that off season, because that's the year Atlanta did really well and lost to San Francisco in the
title game.
In the title game. And people were putting up pictures of empty trophy cases saying Matt Tao's girlfriend and Atlanta Super Bowl trophy. you don't remember seeing that?
I do now that you mention it.
Yeah, right. So again, so that's what I remember with that poor man. I mean, it hit catfishing scandal. That is just
poor fella.
You have to feel bad.
You fuck one goat, remember. Damon. You fuck one.
Right.
Goat.
You fuck one goat, and that's all you remember.
Ay. All right. So the other only headline I had was Chase Daniel possible return to New Orleans. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel nothing.
Really? You don't think that's a good? You'd rather have him than? I don't know.
He's a backup. I mean, I'd rather have Jimmy Garoppolo as my backup. I mean, if we have to go to Chase Daniel, we're in trouble.
Did you take Chase Daniel or Luke McCown?
I like the way Luke McCown played, honestly. Yes, I'd take Luke McCown.
All right.
I liked him. I like McCown better.
So maybe they're just doing a favor to Chase because he's got nowhere to go.
Right. Old friend. I mean, look, God bless him. He's, you know, a career backup.
Maybe he's a good practice squad guy, you know, like a good, what do you call it?
He can't go in the practice squad. He's too old.
No, that's not what he's saying. But look, I'm pretty sure the only time we won a Super Bowl was with Chase Daniels on the team.
Well, there you go. We're just trying to recapture the magic.
That's right. Saints had never won a Super Bowl without Chase Daniels. So, so look at it that way.
That's true. Okay, let's move on to NFL Reach Around. Going to go through these a little quick because we'd also have look at them tweets plus Damon plus Jason. You got your near visits New Orleans recap. So the NFL Reach Around competition committee is likely proposing a 10-minute overtime instead of a 15-minute overtime because the rare possibility that a team will go into overtime on Sunday, play a full 15 minutes, and then have to turn around and play a Thursday night game. So we've got to make sure that we make sure that that anomaly doesn't happen.
Well, how about you get rid of Thursday night games?
Or that, right? No, that's not happening.
I know
that.
That's
not going to. That's not on the table.
So a 10-minute overtime. So those extra 5 minutes, which is probably what, two extra plays, three extra plays?
No shit, no.
If you go the full 10 minutes, it's a ton. Now there's no guarantee that your overtime is going to go the extra 5 minutes, but at least it prevents. You know, it prevents a bunch of plays and extra time playing. I mean, I don't have an issue with it.
But I think it's foolish that they're nitpicking that they're using that scenario as the reason to do it. Because what are the odds? It's like one.
Right. The two teams who just happen to play on Sunday have a Thursday night game and they go into overtime.
And play a full overtime. Right.
Exactly. And play a full overtime.
I mean, that's like predicting that the Falcons would blow a 25-point lead in the third quarter of the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, that one's a lot more likely to happen. I predict that all the time, the Falcons are going to blow a lead.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, like you said. Okay, whatever. I mean, maybe did it happen last year, so that's why they're overreacting like the NFL does to everything. You know?
Probably.
Ooh.
Well, you know,
how often is there a tie game in the NFL?
Well, there was maybe two or three last year, wasn't there?
I think there was two or one.
Back weeks or something, yeah.
So, right, but I mean, you might have a tie game, but really every, I don't know, I mean, 8 years? Right. Remember, every time there's a tie game, some fucking idiot comes out and goes, I didn't know we could tie. Oh. Donovan McNabb famously said it in the, you know, in the early aughts, and I forget who. I think Ben Roethlisberger would, you know, I think they tied and he said it. So
it's you know, this is okay. another way for the NFL to spin the idea that they care about the players when they really don't.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got that. Yeah, that's
all right. Well, there you go. Okay, so the next one is centralized replay from New York. I don't know any details on it other than that they would be. I don't know what like what would qualify a play to be reviewed centrally.
Well, I mean, the coach would still have to. I mean, the coach is still going to have to toss the flag, right? It's just instead of the ref having to go to the booth,
go under the hood,
they just automatically say, "Hey, New York, handle it." And that's kind of what the NBA goes to the thing, and there's a central replay center for the NBA where they have people look at it there, and then they tell the ref, "Yep, this is what we got. Here it is. Go with it."
So I do like that.
Yeah, I like it too. I mean, that's yeah, I do like that. And look, and if they can get that streamlined, then perhaps they could do like college in the future, where basically they're sitting there, every play is reviewable.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And you can get rid of those damn red flags.
Right.
No white flags. Anyway, go ahead.
Boom.
Was his birthday yesterday.
Then also, yeah, it was. Happy birthday, Steve Gleason. Do you also have an automatic suspension for illegal hits?
No, don't like that.
I don't care. I don't care about any of these rules.
All right.
Well, yeah. Well, look, I mean, again, college has something, you know, that targeting rule where if you leave your feet and whatever, the kid kicked out of the game.
That. Yeah, it would render leaving your feet absolutely.
Right. Yeah. I mean, then an automatic suspension and cost someone a game check. No. I mean, again, like you said, Jeff, these are we care about you.
Yeah.
No, we don't. Go fuck yourself.
All right, and then yeah, the question. Then there is the question of should leaps on kickoff or extra points and field goals should leaps be illegal?
No.
How they jumped that's over stupid. The middle and blocked our kicks for what 6
no,
days?
They should have been illegal. They should have done this last year.
Right. Not now. I mean.
Oh, and you know, this is one of those situations where, of course, I think it's Arizona is the one raising it because they got leaped on. And a kick blocked. You know, it's when it doesn't go your way, you want to just change the rule and be like, well, that should be illegal. And then,
yeah, I leaped on a girl once. What? Oh, what are we talking about?
Tell me
how that worked out for you.
No, but no. Look, I mean, look, the rule is there. You follow the fucking rules, okay? So the player who is leaping over the offensive line, right? He can't touch a lineman, okay? That's the rule. And you can't pull the lineman, you know, anyone else on the other side of the team can't pull the lineman down. Okay, great rules. Fuck it. So if I have the athletic ability to leap over someone, which, you know, why take it away? No, bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Yep, there you go. All right. And then I have one quick.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Tom Brady's missing Super Bowl game jersey was found in Mexico.
Build the wall.
Apparently some other things. And then Fox released the video showing the guy. So does that mean like Fox knew who took it? And maybe that's how they found the guy. But anyway, I found that.
Oh, I didn't see that part. They released a video of him actually taking the jersey?
I don't know. I didn't watch the video. But that's the headline suggests is that it was video of the locker room where maybe it showed the guy. Okay, but it was a Mexican reporter, wasn't it?
Well, of course.
Whoa, Trump, calm down.
Well, I'm telling you, Mexico did not send us their best and brightest. That's
fake that's, news.
You know, build a wall.
All right, so then let's move into look at him tweets.
Well, but wait a second. But he had two, if I'm not mistaken, because I read after you had brought it up in text, he had two Tom Brady jerseys. From this year's Super Bowl, and then one from 2 years ago.
No, he had Von Miller's helmet. They found.
Yeah.
Well, no, hold on. I mean, the report I read, this motherfucker had all of that. that he was you know stealing things from Super Bowl.
Oh wow! I mean, wouldn't you?
Why would he still have them? Why wouldn't he have fenced them? I mean,
wouldn't you though? because maybe he loves Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
Well, no, but also like, but I mean, if you get rid of it, it's a lot easier to track.
Yeah, in Mexico, know, like, you can do whatever you want to in Mexico.
I've never been to Mexico once, but
In Mexico, you know, stitches get snitches, whatever it is.
Oh, stitches get snitches. I like that.
Oh, you're hurting the stitches. All
right. That's the title. Stitches get snitches.
Oh, stop giving me that. Why is this a funny show?
Because it's the off season, goddamn it! It has to be funny. We don't have any shitty Saints football to watch yet.
Yeah, we're not depressed every week. Speaking of that, let's go to look at them tweets. We got a few tweets in here. We haven't done one in the last week or two. This one comes in from Preston Allen. Just found out wife and I are having a baby boy. Need some ideas for names.
Drew.
Drew's a good one. It depends. Okay, yeah, baby boy.
It's a baby boy. All right, well, Drew, we work. How about Gerard Street? Call Vegas middle name Street, you know? Street.
Well, first you got Alan. Crime. Alan would be the last name, right? So, something with Alan.
First name, Crime. Middle name, Donkey.
Crime, Donkey, Alan.
Barry? That'd be a good one. Barry Allen. Yeah. Barry Allen?
Yeah, I don't think Jeff knows what we're talking about.
Dennis. No, he doesn't. That's okay. Dennis, so that's a good one. Dennis Allen. Right? I don't know. I might wait a few years and see how we do on defense before.
Yeah, let's see. If we win a Super Bowl,
right. It might be like someone in 1987 named their kid Carl Smith. You know? that didn't really turn out that well for us. Wish we would have held back on that one. Or someone, someone in 2009 named their kid Darren Sharper. No, that's not good.
Not good at all.
Just pick either Jason, Damon, or Jeff. I think that you're safe with those names.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. I wonder, did he say they just found out? So it's going to be a while. It'll be mid-season for them.
So we have time to continue. Yeah. Every week we'll toss out a new name.
There we go. As of right now, I think the leading candidate, though, is Dennis Allen. Allen. All right, let's go to the next one. This comes from Whore Islander. Chances, if Butler comes, is he a bust like Bird or a beast like Unger? If Butler comes.
Yeah. Yeah, phrasing.
Come on the tits.
Oh my god. Is he a bust like Bird or a beast like Unger?
The fuck do I know? If I knew these things, I wouldn't fucking be sitting here on a podcast with y'all. I'd be, making money in the stock market if I could see the future.
Or you'd have a real broadcaster job on this.
Right. <ESPN. laughs> Right, exactly right. I'd be on Fox if I could tell shit like that.
Why?
I don't
They're
know.
Never right.
Again, is anybody coming out of New England a system player,
Well, that's the hashtag system corner, which I don't think he's. I don't think he is. I think he's a good cornerback. I think he would be okay here. I really do.
I think he'd be better than anything we have right now. How about that?
Yeah, I agree with you there.
And as you answer, I'll read the next week because it's related. This one comes from Brandon Gentry. Struggling from PJDSD, post-Jason David stress disorder, afraid to trade for Butler.
Yeah, I'm not fucking afraid. I mean, you can't be afraid your whole life of mistakes made in the past. You have you have to keep taking shots.
Look, a tree hit me in the face. Guess what? Next weekend, I'm getting back out there. I got more limbs to cut.
I mean, look, kind of like all you single guys at the bar. You go out and strike out. Are you going to quit and stop trying for chicks and just jerk off to porn at home? No, you got to keep going out there. You got to try.
There you go.
But I saw this. Damn, I wish I had the stat. There have only been like four cornerbacks in Saints history to make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, we have a terrible history at.
I mean, that shocked. That kind of shocked even me. I can't. Damn it, I didn't save it.
I can't say I'm shocked. We haven't. I mean,
right. Look, so
Jabari Greer was one of the better corners we've ever had.
He was really better, and he never made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, and he probably never even made a Pro Bowl. Right. Keenan Lewis was good that one year we had him. Delvin Bro was good last year, not 2016, but 2015. We've had a bunch of shitty corners.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, this is going back to the history of the fucking organization, not just you know.
Right.
Right. I mean, you're right. Yeah, Jabari Greer never made the Pro Bowl. Obviously, the other, like I said, this goes back to one, the Dave Waymer, that's in the '80s, guy in the '70s.
I
think it was like 1992, the last time a cornerback for the Saints made a Pro Bowl, which is. Like I said, I just thought by accident you'd have one make it. So getting Butler again, is he going to be a Jarvis Byrd or a...
Or like a Jason David or a Browner? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I would think he'll definitely be very good. And he'll probably be a bit overpaid, but you know what? I'd be willing to take that chance.
Sure.
But, you think about the history of the team. Think about... Our defense was so good. Our cornerbacks were so bad. Like that's how good that defensive line at the Dome Patrol was.
Yes.
Our defense was still that good, despite the fact we had shit corners.
Troy Burnt Toast Cook.
Ugh. Remember when we got to Bucky Jones? Oof.
To Bucky Jones.
We were so excited. Like, oh, to Bucky Jones. He runs like a 4.3 40. Yeah. He can't tackle. Right.
Sucks. But he's fast. That's like Forrest Gump. He's a dumb son of a bitch, but he's fast.
He might be able to catch a receiver from behind after he blows the coverage.
Here's what we do. We will set up. Here's what we do. We will set up. Here's what we do. We will set up. 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 Here's what we do. We will set up. Set up. Here's what we do. We will set up. Set up. Set up. Here's what we do. We will set up. Set up. Set up. Here's what we do. We will set up.
Welcome back from the break. Why'd we take a break for the first time ever on a show? Sort of. We had a little technical difficulties, and so we are re-recording the final segment of this week's show. Jason, you had dinner with Nier.
I wouldn't call it dinner.
Drinks with Nier. Who came from afar, overseas. One of our Londonite listeners, or he's London, right?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, one of our Londonite listeners, longtime Saints fan, longtime traveler. How did that go?
It was fun. So he was on his, what they call holiday vacation. Apparently they get 2 weeks off around this time. So he had already gone to either Central or South America first for a few days with some friends, and then... they decided to come here for a few days. So they went to the Pelicans game Wednesday night, and then I met them Thursday night. Or no, maybe they went to the Pelicans game Tuesday night, and I think I met them...
You met them Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. That's it. So we met at Happy's Irish Pub for probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Just sat, had a couple drinks. You know, talked Saints, obviously. Talked the Cooks trade, the Butler, because he was out. With limited internet when the trade went down, so it was a nice chat. Talked about a lot of different things. Of course, the Saints are playing in London this year, and he mentioned that they offer season tickets, so you get tickets to all four games. So he's got that now. Two of the games are in Wembley Stadium, but two of the games
that's half a season if you think about it. You know,
half of a home schedule. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, we don't count the preseason anyway. I don't go to those.
Right.
So two of the games are in Wembley, two of the games are in another stadium. He said it's a lot easier to get to Wembley because this other stadium, even though it's still in London, due to the transportation to get there, it takes a lot longer to get there, and it's kind of a pain in the ass. But he is looking forward to it. We had a good time. It's the second time he's come over here, and I've met him. I did have a bone to pick because apparently
I met him the first time I tailgated with L2, remember?
You did. Mm-hmm. But apparently he said he tweeted you a while ago.
And that's all the time we have. So thanks a lot.
Yeah. You see what he does, Nier? You see what he does? So he said he let you know a while ago, so that would have been nice to know ahead of time so that Damon wouldn't stuck with an appointment, so he could have scheduled it to where Damon could have also met up. But unfortunately, Damon couldn't, even though he was right there earlier in the night.
Well, I vaguely remember seeing something and probably made a mental note to try to follow up on it like the next day or whatever, and then I get distracted about things and forgot that it ever happened. So I'll own that. But also, Nier, just don't worry, you know, we put our best foot forward.
Yes, we did. So yeah, it was a fun time. Renee was out of town and at a conference, so it made it pretty easy. I just drove down there, parked, walked over, got in, gave him some restaurant recommendations. So yeah, Nier, come back to us and let us know what restaurants you were able to hit up. Hopefully, you hit up some of the ones I recommended.
Told them to make. Enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which ones did you recommend?
I recommended doing lunch at Port O'Call. I recommended going to Giacomo's. I recommended trying to hit Darth Saint's Place Route, because at least that was still in the warehouse district. They said they went to Mother's, but I'm not a huge fan of Mother's.
But it is kind of a tourist spot.
It is a tourist spot, but I'm not necessarily a huge fan. But they did get to see the Pelicans win that Tuesday night. They were there. It's funny, I mentioned to him, it's like, man, you come down here and it's the coldest it's been in like a month and a half. So he actually had to go buy a jacket. So he was wearing a jacket. He's like, yeah, I had to buy this. He didn't pack enough cold clothes because it was freezing those couple.
Really? I don't think I put a jacket on this whole winter.
It was a warm one, that's for sure. So it was nice to be able to meet another listener from across the pond. I still think that's crazy that.
Now you've actually met Nier now twice, which is more than I think met any of our listeners.
I also met
that live in Louisiana, other than friends of ours.
Yeah,
right. You work
yeah,
with. Or,
yeah, and we also met Saints fan. I met Saints fan UK at a game. I saw him at the end of a game. He came down for a game.
Oh, that's right. And you met Craig in Baltimore.
I did.
At a game.
No erstwhile Louisiana fans, just my friends.
Alrighty, let's. Bring that to final thoughts, then, Jason.
Final thoughts? I'm going to the Masters in 2 weeks, and I'm fucking excited about it.
Oh, yeah? You think Tiger's going to be there?
Where it is, he might try to play. Well, Tiger does get, since he has won, he gets to go to the champions' dinner that they have, so he'll be on the grounds.
Yeah. Who's he caddying for?
What's that?
Who's he caddying for?
But you can't catch. What? You can't walk.
Oh, even worse.
But wait a minute. Because he's won before, he can. Doesn't he get an exemption?
For life, yeah. Until he decides he wants to quit playing, he can always play.
Right.
So he could truly play.
So he could play in the tournament, right?
Yeah. Well, and he's still qualified for all the other majors. Well,
right.
I think the British Open does a similar thing. They let you play until you're at least like 65 or 70. The U.S. Open, he's qualified through next year, and I believe the PGA, I think it's the same. He's qualified through next year. So even if he misses out this year, which it kind of looks likely, he can still come back next year and play all the majors.
All right. And then Damon, final thought?
So that's it.
That sounds like the other night you didn't have one.
Did you say something?
Or you you did. No, yeah,
empty
just silence. That's it.
All right. You know what's funny is I actually used final thoughts on a couple of conference calls that I was on today. Like for work, we were all like talking, we're doing our things or whatever. And at the end of the call, I'm like, "All right, you know, Courtney, final thoughts," and I closed the call. Like this. So that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, and if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show. Dome Patrol podcast.
Dad, come.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Cook's Boner donkeys.
Good night, Hootat Nation. Time, yo, that's my style. You can do